This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. A respected British think tank has slammed Prime Minister Boris Johnson's Brexit deal, concluding that the economy would end up 3.5% smaller than it would be by staying in the European Union. AP correspondent Jaria Shackley has a report.
The National Institute of Economic and Social Research study released says the agreement would deliver a $90 billion blow to the UK. The researchers based the prediction on the assumption that the UK would leave the bloc with a free trade agreement with the EU after a transition lasting until 2021 while negotiating new deals with other nations. Britain's government says it plans a more ambitious trade deal with the EU than the one considered by the think tank. The research suggested a no-deal Brexit would cause an even greater loss to the economy with a 5.6 blow to GDP. Zaria Shackley, London.
Aiming to strengthen his political hand, Prime Minister Johnson has set new elections for December and Parliament has approved. It'll be the first British voting in December in a century. Here in the U.S., firefighters in Southern California are preparing for what forecasters say could be a significant offshore wind event, and with it, the possibility it could spread flames from a massive wildfire burning west of Los Angeles. Meanwhile, crews have reported progress with both the Getty fire in the south and the Kincade fire in the north of the state, with officials claiming each is 15% contained. It is possible that accelerating winds could cause the grounding of helicopters being used in firefighting efforts. Despite all of this, meteorologist Ryan Walburn says things could improve later this week.
The good news is after we get through this wind event, things do look favorable for the next 5 to 7 days, where we'll get into a more tranquil weather pattern. No rain in the forecast, but also no more offshore wind events.
Still, red flag conditions would remain because of California's continuing hot, dry weather. More news at voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. The U.S. Federal Reserve today is expected to cut short-term interest rates by 0.25%, the third reduction of the year, and would nearly undo all of last year's interest rate increases. Reports coming out of the Iraqi city of Karbala say gunmen opened fire on anti-government protesters overnight, killing 18 and wounding hundreds. Some witnesses say the assailants were Iraqi security personnel. One report puts the number of wounded at close to 900. Karbala's governor, along with senior officials in Baghdad, deny anyone was killed. The latest wave of violent protests across Iraq has taken at least 86 lives since last Friday. That is on top of nearly 150 killed during marches earlier this month. There is a report card out on the state of U.S. education, and as AP correspondent Matt Small reports, the results are generally disappointing.
Nationwide, a little more than a third of eighth graders are proficient in reading and math. The National Center for Education Statistics also says about a third of fourth graders are proficient in reading, while only more than 40% of fourth graders are proficient in math as well. The nationwide test is given to a sampling of students in those grades every 2 years. And despite some gains seen in Mississippi, the District of Columbia, and some big city school districts, an official with the NCES says its assessment is designed to tell you what, not why, leaving it up to researchers and others to figure out how to improve student performance. I'm Matt Small.
The United Nations Weather Agency is meeting for the first time, focused on climate change, with special attention being given to the effects of rising temperatures on mountains. Understandably, the loudest arguments are being voiced by the Alpine nation of Switzerland. And we have a report from AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
Swiss Minister for Home Affairs Alain Berset says over 10% of the Alpine country's glaciers have been lost over the last 5 years, a depletion not seen in over a century, as the UN's weather agency opens its first ever meeting on how climate change is affecting mountains. The meeting brings together 150 experts to examine mountain glaciers, snow and permafrost, which regulate freshwater resources for about half of the world's population. They hope to find key areas in which to take quick action. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
It is the day after enormous street protests in Chile's capital of Santiago, the 12th day of demonstrations despite efforts by President Sebastián Piñera to tamp down the crisis by shuffling his cabinet. The question is, now what? The protests began nearly 2 weeks ago, sparked by an increase in subway fares. They have since grown into demands for improved economic equality in the country, as well as reforms in the pension and medical systems. On Monday, Piñera replaced 8 cabinet members, including his unpopular Interior Minister, Andrés Chadwick, who is the president's cousin. Gene Randall, VOA News.